Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, firstly, why do you think we spend so much money on weddings?
That's a really interesting question. Oh, by the way, I mean, $35,000, what you cited, is really cheap in my culture.
I know! It's
exactly. The Chinese, for example, will spend, you know, a minimum of $100,000 with lavishes.
Oh.
Yes, and that, and that sort of is quite eye-watering, I guess. But as you say, the parents probably fund most of it.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why, there are at least two reasons, I guess. One is this idea called impression management, or sometimes in our culture, we call it, you have to give your face. In other words, you have a face, you need to give a good impression and so forth. So that's one reason. And the second reason is related, I guess, is this idea of we call social comparison. Now, with social media and so forth, we often put up pictures about, you know, how good we are and so forth. And that creates, you know, a sense of competition. And therefore, your cousin got married and she got married in Hyatt Hotel, you know, and so forth. And therefore, your turn, you have to go, you know, if not better, but, you know, at least equal. And that adds up the cost. So you lead to what we call an escalation, a subtle sort of competition in terms of, oh, my wedding dress and your cake and my cake and so forth, right? And then that's where a lot of anxiety comes in.
Of course. And in recent times, weddings seem to just be getting bigger and more lavish. And of course, brings about more stress and anxiety. So why is this so? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Yeah, actually, that's a bit, mainly because, you know, we can't help it, I guess. We have this, I mean, you can go through rationality and say, yep, you know, this is going to cost this much and so forth. But psychologically, there's an inner pressure and as well as an outer pressure, you know, to do that. And of course, the marketers themselves are guilty as well, right? So they would say something like, look, you know, this is once in a lifetime, you want to remember this, and so forth. Especially, I might be wrong, but I suspect the bride or the mother on the bride side is probably under more pressure than the guys. Usually the guys are a bit more relaxed. Now, I may be wrong, but what normally happens is that, you know, you get married once, presumably, and therefore you have to, you know, go all out and make it as memorable as possible. So that's where the marketers, you know, would come in, right? And then they know, you know, like, you know, that's the time where they can actually jack up the price. Because, for example, let's say you go to a Chinese wedding and a Chinese banquet, you know, the person would say, I still remember this, you know, I remember I went to a number of these for myself as well as for my brother's wedding as well as for relatives. So the way they play it often is to say, well, there's a 10-course dinner. If you want XYZ, you want this special dish, then it's going to go a bit more. But guess what? I think it's important to have those dishes because it brings luck, it brings wealth, and so forth, right? And the same thing goes for the cake, it goes the same thing for the makeup, and all these things sort of adds up. Now, in other culture, you got parties just before that. I think the Indian wedding, I think it goes for days and days and days as well, you know? So a different culture actually, you know, spend a little more. And a lot of that is also instigated by you know, the marketers themselves, you know, and we lead to this what we call overconsumption, you know, instead of underconsumption. And in fact, you know, if you think about it, we don't need that many pairs of underwear, we don't need that many pairs of shoes, we don't need that many pairs of shirts or dresses or whatever, right? But we do, because then we overconsume, and the same thing happens, you know, especially when, you know, it is a so-called, you know, a marker, I guess, you know, into a new life. And therefore, you have to spend a lot to justify that, I guess.
Right. Now, how do you think social media and Instagram and whatnot might have influenced our behavior around weddings?
I think a lot. A lot has to do a lot because, you know, inevitably you will put up your best image. And kind of interesting because those images you put up on social media are not real. They are highly curated. So nobody puts out an ugly image of themselves, right? They always put the best image of themselves, right? And therefore, there is always a pressure to look good. So once you start putting your best image there, others would see it, say, "Oh, wow, that's fantastic." And therefore, when it comes to my wedding, you know, I'll do the same thing. And therefore, that leads to what we call an escalation, right? So if in the olden days where there is no media, there's no social media, right? It takes a while for the information to spread. But now with social media, you get it almost instantaneously, you know? And that has what we call reach and frequency. So in other words, you reach more people. That means you reach more relatives. You reach more friends who are overseas, right? And as you put up more and more and more, you get what we call frequency. In other words, I might put up something and then I go to honeymoon, right? I go to my honeymoon, then I put up a few more images of myself in a honeymoon. And then I might have something, you know, on my first day and so forth, right? So you start from, you know, from your bachelor's party or bachelor's party right up to, you know, some sort of shower party or with a baby or whatever, you know. And then the wedding and so forth, and then honeymoon and so forth, right? So you actually has a whole range of opportunities, okay, to actually show off yourself. And you do it, of course, to make yourself feel good, to feel superior, okay, to your relatives or to your friends. And so that, you know, you multiply that by, you know, 100 times with all your friends on social media, you get this cycle. You see, and that's how the whole thing spirals out of control. I think it's going to get worse unless social media goes out of business, which I don't think they will, unless human beings are not or stop being social animals, which I don't think we will. I think it would escalate. I think it would get worse.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Lawrence. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.